today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
I've had the privilege of interviewing and hiring potential candidates for employment. I'm sure many of you have hired someone to perform some task or a job. Some have hired people to service their lawn, rake their leaves, prepare a meal, clean their home, do their laundry, fill a position in the workplace, and so many other things. The point I'm trying to make is that we've all hired someone to perform a task or complete a job. It's an experience that can be time-consuming because you want to make sure you hire the best person for the job. When the person you hire shows up for work, eager, prepared, and committed to start, you want them to finish like they started. The bottom line is you hired them for a reason. You hired them to get the job done. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 15, it records, "Then the Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend it and keep it." When God places you, He expects you to get the job done. God expects you to focus on the job He has given you, not on the things at the job that have the propensity to distract you. God formed Adam out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nose the breath of life. With that breath of life came the ability to work. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 8, it records, "The Lord God planted a garden eastward in the garden, and then he put the man whom he had formed." Why did God put Adam in the garden he planted? He put him there to work. God has placed you wherever you are employed today to work, not complain. He is already aware of the things that would or will challenge you. He placed you there for a reason. Adam was to tend the Garden of Eden and keep it. Work was an important and dignified part of representing the image of God and serving him. God gave Adam some rules to follow, just as he has given you some rules to follow at your place of work. Have you become so familiar with the job that you only see what's wrong or what the people in charge of you are doing? Have you become distracted doing the job that you prayed for? Have you become distracted by the gossip in the workplace? Have you become distracted by the clique, the group, or the haters in the workplace? Do you know you can find disgruntled people in every workplace? The very person who cried, pleaded, and practically begged God for the job now is complaining about the job? Don't get distracted by those individuals. Everything that is happening at your place of employment, God is allowing it in an effort to prepare you for something greater. There is a lesson you must learn before you get the promotion he has in store for you. Adam got distracted by someone very close to him, Eve, and willingly disobeyed God and was put out of the garden, his workplace. Adam lost his job in Eden and now had to earn his living by the sweat of his face outside of Eden. After Adam's disobedience, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 23, it states, "Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken." Adam lost the great job he had in the Garden of Eden because he allowed himself to get distracted and participated in activity that he knew he should have turned away from. Instead of tending and keeping what God had planted, Adam planted the seed of disobedience in the garden prepared for obedience. Don't get distracted like Adam. God put you where you are to work, to get the job done, to complete the mission, to remain focused, and to represent Him, reflecting His image in the workplace. You are God's representative right where you are. Do a great job today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.